Pay attention.
Creepy weirdo.
I would like a strong, powerful woman to protect me.
Mm-hmm. He'll fight for America.
Yep.
Poobie Square, the Playable Characters Podcast.
Hey there, everybody. Coming in hot.
Want to start over?
No, that's fine.
Welcome to the Playable Characters. I'm so excited to be back here in the Playable Characters Podcast.
I'm so excited.
And I just can't hide it.
PC, 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 PP. It didn't work out with the...
Now they can Puyo Puyo over. Pee, 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 pee.
I am Brian McGinnis. Welcome, everybody, to episode 670 million of the Playable Characters Podcast. Yay. And to my left, I have...
Al Patel. I had to check if I was on the left. My left and right is not strong. across from me. I know across. Really.
Okay. To my right...
is Calvin Cato.
Yeah.
Your direction game is strong, though. You got your across.
Yeah.
You got your prepositional game on point.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Welcome back to PCP, everyone.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It's a new year. It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
Yep. It is. That's very true.
Yeah.
So, you doing good, Calvin?
What is this, episode 40-something?
I just said 670 million.
Okay, oh, sorry.
We've been going for 20 weeks straight.
We have.
Millions. Yeah, and we didn't take a break over the holidays like a lot of your favorite podcasts do.
And should have.
They're lazy.
But
a permanent break.
We were here on Christmas live doing that podcast.
Yeah, from my house. Get out. Anyway, you guys want to
talk? Yeah, we haven't talked in a bit. I'm just saying, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. It's very cold in New York. Outside our studio.
This is going to be out in a couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, but it's still going to be just
it should still be cold
now.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
unless you're listening in Arizona, Arizona listeners, keep up the good work.
Are there Arizona listeners? Are you shouting out somebody?
Were we supposed to shout somebody out?
Oh, you know, I do have people I want to shout out.
Oh, there you go.
Let's
See?
Do that.
We did that.
Because people are fun on Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so
let's shout out some of our...
We got Ms. Parker. We got The Champ.
Yeah. Oh, The Champ.
The Champ is like top five fans, top three fans.
Spanky Bruno once more.
Yeah, Spanky Bruno.
Michael Hawes is always on Twitter having fun.
Spanky Bruno is probably our furthest fan because she's all the way in Japan. Right?
Yeah, something like that.
So Japan also stay warm.
Daniel Serial, as he was a guest host one time during doing his thing. Otaku Man, 5,000.
Okay.
Or 500, I forget. It's probably 12.
No, I think we have two different ones. One's 500 and one's 5,000.
And if he's listening, he said he would. Kid Koala, the Kid Koala, I was chatting with on Twitter because his game Floor Kids on the Switch is super fun, by the way.
What's it about?
It's like a rhythm dance game with breakdancing. It's actually really cool. It's good music. He made all the music, and we were chatting on Twitter for a little bit. I told him to listen to our podcast.
Awesome. Oh,
cool. So what's up, Kid Koala?
Yeah.
Long-ass intro on this one. Sorry, everybody, because let's get to our guests.
This is a very exciting
Holy
guest.
Shit,
very,
it's
very
an amazing
big favorite
guest.
Of mine, actually, yeah. Because I own like pretty much all of the games in this series.
Yeah.
I've beaten only 3 out of 5 of them. No. I actually beat 4 out of 5 of them.
His first appearance, I believe, and we'll get to him in a second, was Donkey Kong Country?
Two. Yes.
Okay. I mean.
Oh, wait, no.
It was the first one.
That's right. The second one, he was the lead of it.
Yeah, it was the first one here.
He got upgraded, buddy.
I mean, kind of a legend in his own right now. He has his own game. He's been in so many things. Let's welcome everybody to the studio. Diddy Kong.
Hey, Diddy.
Hello. So excited to be here.
He's so demure.
Yeah, I expect you to sound like a kid because in the game that you're portrayed as like such a young kid. Yeah,
you was young once.
You were, but now you've grown up.
Many years ago.
Okay.
You were once an excitable spider monkey, and now...
Now look.
You know what? A lot of things have changed. Not my outfit necessarily. I'm still rocking the red shirt with 2 stars. I've got the Nintendo hat.
No pants.
No pants.
I was going to say, is the chair comfortable?
I need the tail. I need the tail space. This is good.
Oh, right. Yeah. You can't wear pants because of the tail.
Yeah. Right, and your tail does some cool shit.
This
is
very cool shit.
Yeah. Can you fly? Do you call it flying? I mean, can you spin around really fast with the tail? Does that happen with
Diddy? He's not like tails.
That's like
tails.
I was just wondering if he did that at all.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to get off the
lumped in with every other 90s sidekick character. You know, I have carved out my own path in this industry.
I apologize.
Because, I mean, Diddy. You've been so many things. Again, you've headlined your own.
I have headlined my own.
You're a racer. You're a very good
kart racer.
I've been a kart racer. I have been a fighter. I've done sort of the Nintendo celebrity boxing.
Smash
you guys know it as Smash Brothers, but
I was like, is that so much Smash?
That's Nintendo celebrity boxing.
That's a great way to. Do you enjoy doing that? I mean, is it hard? Yeah.
Well, look, I didn't manage my finances great, so at a certain point, I had to take whatever opportunity
doing it for the money brought my way.
Yeah,
you did have a lot of peanut-powered vehicles, so I assume that's a lot of money.
It is. It's a lot of upkeep. I had sort of like a Jay Leno-esque garage full of
Wait, why
does,
why
vehicles.
Do you have peanut-powered? Are you a big fan of like George Washington Carver or something? Or
it's just like the accepted currency in the Kong jungle. Yeah. That's okay. Really how we're doing our trade a lot. Huh? It's all bananas and peanuts.
Peanuts are expensive, man.
Are peanuts is like 100 peanuts is one banana or?
I mean, how to check the exchange rate? I'm not sure exactly right what it's at right now.
Oh, so they're two different currencies. You operate in two different currencies.
Yeah, well, you have to figure out the Crocodile Isle, and then there's so many, you know, you really have to kind of see how the exchange rate is going with our turbulent economic times.
Right. That's
true. The peanuts been falling, so.
So, like, how many peanuts would it take to buy, like, a barrel car?
Oof, like a barrel car? I would say right now, if I had a guess, I didn't check the Dow this morning, but I would say 1,500 peanuts.
Oh, they're probably pretty expensive. How many bitcoins?
I'm just curious.
I didn't realize this was CNBC.
Sorry. Dude. I'm curious about the whole, you know, the world over there. I'm not.
Well, let's get into the world, actually, instead of peanuts.
Yeah, actually, well, let's start from the beginning. How did you end up becoming Donkey Kong's sidekick? Because, you know, he's like a gorilla and you know you're a spider monkey. Yeah.
Yes, and honestly originally we were kind of packaged as this vaudevillian father son duo as like an updated Donkey Kong Jr.
You guys are not related, right?
No, we are not related. So, and there's so many, you know, people have speculated are we father and son? Mm-hmm. I was a nephew, I believe, in one instruction manual, I believe, for N64. The rumors that the media will print are unbelievable.
Right.
Just unsourced claims.
Sloppy journalism.
Sloppy. Yeah. I mean, I was just a young fresh-faced spider monkey hoping to break into this video game world, and I went to Tokyo, and I sort of like did some modeling. What kind of modeling did you do?
Monkey modeling.
It's a lot of hand modeling, actually.
Are you holding like rings, or what are you? What do monkeys model?
What you don't understand is if most hand models you see are just shaved monkey paws.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Or feet, I guess.
Yeah, it's so much cheaper. You're getting four hands.
Yeah.
To one.
Oh, that's right. Why cheap labor.
Right. Yeah. So it's actually a much better deal. So I started doing some hand modeling in Tokyo, trying to break in the industry, but you know, it's hard. I did a few local commercials, mostly shampoos, and
so they just shampoo, like, is it just like the Japanese culture? They're like, you know, they're like, oh, look, we shampooed this monkey, or
that's what they say. Well, no, that's their slogan.
Is it shampoo for monkeys? Or are you advertising?
I'm not proud of this. Okay. I feel like I sold out my species a little bit. But basically, the appeal of the shampoo is if it can clean a monkey, it can clean you.
Oh, okay. It's like the carpet when they pick up the marbles and stuff.
Like yeah. It's like you don't actually need it to ever do that.
Right.
But it could if you need it to.
Yeah, it works. So,
okay, so you're in. Yeah.
So I'm breaking
late 90s-ish, I guess, right? This is around the time.
Yeah. Mid-early 90s.
Did you look up to Donkey, like, growing up? Like,
so I had not yet met Donkey. Right. And it gets a little confusing if you follow the hierarchy, because actually Donkey Kong is the earliest edition of Donkey Kong that we all know from Mario, from the little ladders and the barrels and all that stuff.
He steals Pauline.
That is not... The Donkey Kong we are familiar with, Donkey Kong Country, is actually Donkey Kong the third or the second, depending on which royal lineage you're following.
Oh, right. Interesting. Because
there was an Elder Kong who appeared in the series who was actually the original Donkey Kong.
Cranky, right?
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yep. And Wrinkly Kong, his wife, R.I.P.
Yeah. I know. Wrinkly. I remember seeing like her, you know, ghostly and stuff. Yeah. It's so sad.
It was very tragic. They were very much in love.
Do you know what happened? Just like... old age?
I don't feel comfortable revealing. I feel like it's not my place. We just say she went peacefully.
Okay, good.
I hope she had a peanut allergy. That'd
is
be terrible.
Like an HIV thing? Is
that
just...
oh.
I think it's,
okay.
It's the AIDS monkey. I thought he's...
Okay.
This took a turn.
First of all, it's SIV, simian.
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay. I mean, I know the early 90s.
No, you're right. Yeah, you might be
they
right.
They didn't have the antivirals back then.
Yeah,
that's true. Especially not for monkeys. No. Maybe they didn't care.
Maybe they did. Who knows? Maybe they probably tested them on monkeys first.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You know, this is a little hurtful right now.
I'm sorry.
Very triggering conversation.
Okay, so you're in Japan.
I'm in Japan.
You're shaving your hands and your feet.
Yes. Shaving my hands and my feet, wearing no pants still.
Well, you weren't wearing pants anyway. All right.
Okay. But I'm wearing a lot of... I'm looking for some leg up in the industry.
Are you doing like monkey acting and stuff?
I'd love to be doing monkey acting.
Like Dunstan checks in, stuff like that.
You know what it is? Chimps get all the big roles.
That's true.
Spider monkeys. We had our one breakthrough on Friends, and that was it.
Yeah. Oh, do you know that guy?
What's
his name? Pierre or whatever? What's his name?
You know I don't watch Friends.
I don't watch Friends. All them white people come and watch it. No way.
The spider monkey community boycotted friends after that. Okay. We don't like to be made
because
a fool of.
Actually, I'm curious about that. Are there isms within? Because, I mean, frankly, in the Conk series, like, you know, it looks like you all get along. I mean, you have spider monkeys, you have orangutans all together.
Well, it looks like we get along.
The money makes you get along, right?
Yeah. Well, it started out great because it was just me and Donkey for a while.
Yeah.
Donkey Jr. decided he wanted to be a part of the business, so he left for a bit.
Just wanted to go do math.
Yeah. He just wanted to settle down with a family. He didn't want a life in the public eye. So for a while, it was just me and Donkey, and it was great.
Yeah.
Next thing we know, the series blows up, mm-hmm. and we have a Dixie and a Kitty and all these other Chunky and Funky.
Funky, yeah. right? He was a surfer one. The surfer
funky.
Monkey.
Funky.
Yep.
Yeah, you know it's what? Like Steve Urkel or something. You know, they added Steve Urkel.
They got to add a Poochie kind of situation.
Yeah,
and
oh,
and
The Simpsons.
This.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, The Simpsons exists in our world. Yeah, yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. Are they Monkey Simpsons or is this the same Simpsons?
No, it's the same Simpsons.
Same Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, sure. We can appreciate that.
That's
humor.
Not the Simian.
Chimpsons. Why didn't I come up with Chimpsons?
Chimpsons.
I'm so
angry about
goddamn Chimpsons. Where's the joke?
That'd
thing?
Be great.
Again, chimps get all of the priority and culture.
Mm-mm-mm.
Chimps.
So speaking of, I know that, you know, things blew up with Dixie. I'm curious. So you sound like you don't have a positive view of Dixie because I thought you two were boyfriend and girlfriend. That was the whole point. Or was it a sham?
That's what Nintendo wanted you to think.
Oh, no.
Dixie.
I believed in you guys' love.
Dixie was something of a beard. I will say.
Whoa, Diddy, do you have something you got to share? It's a safe
a
space.
A beard for her or for you? Or who's whose beard? Whom was
I was
whose...
cute when he tries with gay slang.
Whom was whose beard?
It is true.
Who was a merkin in the relationship? So
Donkey Kong and I did have a bit of a relationship.
Oh.
I would say, yeah, this was a very totally consensual. This is actually where the initial mistake of the Donkey Diddy father son relationship came from. There was a bit of daddy play involved in the beginning that was picked up on the wrong spot, and we weren't really being super discreet. We didn't realize how big this was all going to be.
Yeah,
and the next thing we knew, it was just blowing up.
Wow. So is that why Candy Kong was in the first one, just to serve as a buffer for Donkey and you?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that was the whole point was, you know, Candy was like, you know, the hot girlfriend. She kept blowing kisses.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Wow. Candy, and then they brought in Dixie, and then Dixie's younger cousin who got all of a sudden older in later versions.
Yeah, that was also a little weird.
It was very weird.
Breaking news here.
I think this is similar to like a Joni and Chachi.
Not too familiar with it.
Oh,
from Happy
so
Days.
Straight.
Right?
So straight. Joni and Chachi.
Al's references are not doing well.
I know.
I'm actually like 45 years old.
This is very, and then there's Maude kind of thing going on. So, wait, okay, so how long did this relationship go on?
Through most of the heyday, I will say. Because I met him in Tokyo, and he, you know, he's a powerful, powerful monkey.
Yeah.
And
he is.
In the
I mean,
industry. And
I see them when he lifts barrels. He lifts them over his head.
Oh, he's powerful also
I think
physically, but I also had a lot of sway.
Not just physically, Calvin.
In the industry, he had this pedigree, this lineage, and when you're just like a young spider monkey trying to make it, mm-hmm. someone wants you to go behind a truck for a few bananas, you do
a
it.
Truck.
Kind of Kevin Spacey-ish in a way? Is that what we're saying?
Totally. I want to be very careful in this like Me Too space that we're in right now.
Yeah.
That this was a very consensual.
You guys
totally consensual. I was of age. Yes.
Okay,
this was all very
what is of
consensual.
Age for a monkey?
For a monkey, it's the same.
Oh,
so
18
yeah.
monkey
once
years?
You get once you're able to join the monkey draft, you're able to. I feel like you're legally able.
Wait,
so.
is there like a ongoing war? Is it an active draft for monkeys?
You guys do have Planet of the Apes. We have the Simpsons. Do you guys also have our cultural touchstone?
Wait, so are you guys planning for it right now? Is it an ongoing thing? I didn't know that was real. I thought it was just a.
I think monkeys are sick and tired of what's been going on. They want
it's
to take
true.
Over, right?
They're tired of having makeup put on them and shit. I got it.
Shaving our hands.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Constantly people shaving their hands. Mm-hmm. It's not fun, man.
Wow. So wait, so let's get into this a little
wait,
bit
what
more.
Wait, what about the upcoming monkey war? He just told us there's going to be a real monkey war.
Just wait
we
for
have
it.
Real gossip going on.
No, we're preparing in the event if there was a monkey war.
Okay.
We're not. I don't know how movies work among your people, but ours don't predict the future necessarily.
Well, I thought it was sort of like a documentary, like ish.
No.
Thing,
it's
based
just
on a true
sort
story.
Of, just storytelling.
Okay.
Just sort of like a Twilight Zone-esque, like, what if.
That's like sci-fi for you.
Yeah, it's okay, like Black Mirror, except for us.
So you have Black Mirror, too.
We also have Black Mirror. Look, we fully have Netflix. I don't know why you guys are so surprised.
Okay. So this is running
phones,
electricity?
I work a remote. Huh?
Is it running electricity?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we pay our electricity bills with peanuts, and that's how it all works.
Okay. Well, so
I don't get what you guys aren't getting.
Well, the reason why I'm confused is because I feel like there's so many levels where it will constantly the power just shuts off. There's like a blackout basement every single game. So that's what I'm concerned about.
Well, that's an infrastructure problem. That's not really a technology problem.
Yeah.
Oh,
true.
Yeah. I want to ask you about those barrels that just shoot you across the land. Like, mm-hmm. is that as much fun as it looks?
Yes, you have to require a certain amount of daredevil mentality.
Mm-hmm, sure. Does it hurt your feet? Because when you're getting shot out, right, it must be like...
Yeah, and there's gunpowder that comes out too.
Well, no. Monkeys' feet are really hard and tough.
Yeah, right? they're callous. They're
sort
of like...
Look at these things. Yeah, you can tell. Yeah. Look at them.
No, yeah, they're very... Yeah, very they're tough. Like shaking bricks. I'm shaking the Diddy's feet right now.
Juggling it. That's how I was able to shake all three of your hands at once. Yeah, right. It's just, again, why we're hand models. We have so many hands to go around. But actually, the whole process is very easy. You just get in. It feels almost like a pneumatic tube at a bank. Mm. Almost like it's being there's a platform within that's propelling. Right. So your feet aren't touching any of the elements. But you are sort of responsible for your own collision and landing. So that's what's scary about it. It requires some skill, some precision, sort of like being shot out of a cannon,
right.
Which I believe you people do too.
Like a Super Dave kind of thing.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
That's a good reference, right? Like Super Dave?
I think so.
That is within this century. Okay. Well, no, it's not. But
like being shot out of a cannon.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Oh, so how do you get along with the other animals? Like Rambi the rhino, the ostrich. Whatever happened to the ostrich, by the way? Because he's been just missing.
Yeah. We don't know.
Head in the sand.
There's actually a Netflix series trying to chronicle what happened to the ostrich.
Really? Did they wasted the time with that? That's interesting.
They have a huge Netflix demographic in the monkeys.
That's true.
So
you guys are watching Black
Mirror. They're trying to make
a lot of spinoffs of you guys.
They're trying to make content that appeals to this, enter this new market.
That makes sense.
Right.
So there is sort of like a true crime Keepers-esque.
Wow.
Trying to figure out, because honestly, we don't know. I have been interviewed for it. I can't say much else, but I have been interviewed for the series and will appear.
Oh, that's good. At least one episode.
Yeah, well,
I feel like he just ran off the side of a cliff and just never made it back to.
Yeah, because he was very bad at stopping.
Yeah.
I was very concerned about. I mean, I don't know if there's a drug problem in the animal kingdom, but.
Well, I will say the ostrich, that's not the only thing he couldn't stop doing.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah.
What about the swordfish on guard?
The swordfish.
Is that his name? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I know, it was cute. It was a simpler time.
Right. No, I never knew his name. That's a good one.
His name was on guard.
Wrinkly, Rambi. They weren't the most. Yeah,
Rambi.
I get it. Right. It was easy. Yeah.
Kept it. I felt like the swordfish is doing very well.
Okay,
he,
good.
Again, wanted to get out of the public eye a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a family, kind of like a confirmed bachelor, but settled down, opened up a small boutique bed and breakfast.
It's a boutique bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like a sea bed and breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So it's very kind of classy.
If you like soggy waffles, there you go. Go to On Guard's bed and breakfast.
Yeah, there's a lot of kelp salad. It's very health oriented.
Okay.
Nice. Can I ask you a question? This kind of implies that there's like a class system in the jungle, right? So like you guys ride these other animals.
Well, there's a king of the jungle.
So they're sort of subservient to you. I mean, is that still a thing?
Is it like that, or are they more helpful?
Well, in India, we had a class system, but they've kind of tried to do away with that. I'm wondering if that's happening in the jungle as well.
I mean, no more than there is anywhere. I mean, like, you have someone who delivers you your pizza when you tell them from your cell phone, right? I mean,
so you're paying Rambi.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know.
They make a livable wage. Yeah.
Okay. If you jump in the back of your pizza guy, that would be weird. If you said, take me back to my apartment, you know, that would be good.
Also, crash through this thing wall so that you can take me to a bonus level.
Yeah.
You know, I
never got past 99% Donkey Kong Country for Super Nintendo.
I don't think humans can get past 99%. I think you have to be a monkey to get that last.
There was always one thing I couldn't find. Ever.
You know, it's 101%.
Oh my god, that makes it even madder now.
Yeah.
Really?
That was the whole trend for Donkey Kong 2. There was 102%. Donkey Kong 3 was 103%.
Son of a bitch.
I know.
You got all those. Full
fuck no.
Oh, okay.
I remember Donkey Kong.
I played every level a billion times,
and it was 1%. I didn't know where it was.
Because a lot
this was before the internet and strategy, guys.
Well, a lot of it was so frustrating because so many times it was like, just roll over this pit and hopefully there's a barrel down there.
Right.
Which, let's talk about that. How not OSHA compliant was all of those levels? Did you ever complain to HR about this?
Well, that's the thing. When we got started, it was just us and we didn't know what this was going to become.
Right.
So we just went along with whatever. Blows up huge.
No stunt monkeys or anything.
We did all our own stunts, all our own stuff. But then the more you start asking for things, then suddenly that's when the Dixie Kongs come in. That's when you're the one being kidnapped who's got to be saved. Yeah. That's when all these new characters are coming in because you start making noise and then suddenly they're bringing in new people.
There we go. Yeah.
So they want to be like, hey, can you not electrify this floor, please? And then they're like, no, fuck you. You're in a cage now.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you guys ever band together and say like, hey, we want more money for the sequel? You know, like, let's go back to Friends, like where they ask for $1 million each. Or something.
Yeah, can't we go back to living single?
Well, they never asked for $1 million each for living.
Yeah, they weren't going to get that.
We didn't, because all the new people that brought in were just young and dumb and would do anything because they screwed up all our collective bargaining.
Right.
So then all of a sudden you had Dixie Kong, who's like, I'll do anything. She's doing Maxim spreads. She's showing up.
I remember that.
She would show up to the opening of an envelope, okay? Let me tell you, Dixie Kong had no standards. She would do
anything.
And
she also
anything.
No pants either, which I was concerned by.
She had no pants, all right.
She was the original, like, you know, pee flasher just out there.
But oh, she like, was they're... all slapping it around all over town.
Do her and Wendy Koopa hang out a lot, I would imagine?
Honestly, Wendy's a bit of a party.
Yeah.
Party child. Well, Dixie's just kind of in it for the money.
Okay. Well, Wendy comes from money, so, you know, she's like a Paris Hilton type, probably.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. A little darker, maybe a little bit more rock and roll, but yeah. But along those lines. A bit of a darker streak, though. I almost want to say almost like a
Sharon Osbourne's kid.
Yeah. Kelly
Osbourne.
Sharon Osbourne's kid.
Well, right. Ozzy kind of feels the same way.
Yes, probably.
She could play Wendy Cooper in a movie. That would be like...
Dixie?
Kelly?
Kelly Osbourne? Yeah, Kelly Osbourne. Do we need a live-action Wendy Cooper movie?
Get her like a shell or something. I don't know. I'm just saying.
She would definitely get a shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming soon. The live-action Bowser Kid movie.
I don't think that'll make the monkey Netflix. I'm just saying. I don't
think that's going to... Is there any, like, you know, like how you have Marvel Comic Universe and you have, like, Star Wars being rebooted... Is there a chance that we might see like the Donkey Kong universe, you know, DKU or something? Like,
There was a cartoon show that we did for a bit that was very, very popular. Mm-hmm. I don't see us coming back in a cinematic way. Mm-hmm. I feel like it'd be too hard to get us all to film at once, as it once were. There's so much bad blood and so much history there now.
Yeah.
There has been word of a reboot. Oh. Of like a reboot style, sort of what they did with One Day at a Time, that they're just gonna like start all over again,
like Baywatch kind of.
Bring it kind of like the classic seminal film, Baywatch, where they only had two appearances. This David Hasselhoff and Pam Anderson did appear, so I'm hoping that Donkey and I could fill those roles, but it's hard to say.
Yeah,
you know they don't come to us too often unless it's one of those celebrity boxing or Smash Brothers, as you call them, or the NASCAR sort of kart racing.
Right.
What do you like doing more? Like the platforming levels, the racing, the fighting? What's
I mean, everyone knows the bread and butter for this job is always the platform.
Yeah.
That's where you're the star. That's where you're making the money. That's where you know the licensing deals. That's where it's all at.
That's where the big bananas are, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, that's making a lot of peanuts. A lot of peanuts.
You love those peanuts.
Love them peanuts. But I can't, like racing games and the fighting games and all that, you're just one face and you're always one of the starting pack, one of the first eight you can play.
Yeah.
Never a hidden character. No one's excited.
Oh, is that where the big money is, like hidden characters?
That's where you get a little bit more of the word of mouth.
Yeah, you get
a little bit more. Your brand really goes up. You get all the good SponCon deals. You're able to like get some extra money on the side with some Instagram. It's tough.
What's SponCon?
What? You guys know SponCon?
No. SponCon is a thing that we took from your people.
Yeah.
Where they just pay people on Instagram to like drink a smoothie.
Oh, right.
So are you
SponCon? Like what are you
sponsoring? I would love to do SponCon.
I think it
would
be great. You could do like that flat tummy tea.
Like flat tummy tea is good.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have a lot of things.
You probably have to shave your tummy then, though.
I do. I'll do it. I've been there before.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Also, I mean, snapback hats. I do a lot of hats. I'd like to launch my own snapback line.
That'd be cool.
If I could, that's a dream of mine.
You could drink four smoothies at once, technically. Because
I have all the hands. I can hold a lot of things.
that'd be kind of fun.
That's what I'm hoping to get is someone that wants me to be doing stress balls. I feel like that'd be a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of like Fitbits. If I can do like a Fitbit on each arm and on legs and tails.
Yeah,
I mean, all kinds of stuff I can do.
Okay.
There's all kinds of infomercial kind of like get the paper towel down from the top. I can use my tail. There's like a lot of
endless.
So what do you advertise
there, the paper towel or
the extra attachment
that you can use to grab,
I can do it in such an amusing and cute way. It would be such a great Instagram photo that no one else could give
that's
you
true. Yeah.
So I'm really hoping to move myself more into like the branding space now that sort of the video appearance offers are sort of on the decline.
Is it? Yeah.
What's your Instagram? Should we let people know what your Instagram is?
Sure. It's at Dirty Diddy.
This is not family friendly then.
It is. No. There's nothing. It's mostly just like tongue in cheek.
Tongue in cheek.
Dirty Diddy.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to get out of, you know, when you're looked at as like a child star, kind of like coming out of that and starting to like, I'm an adult. I'm a sexual adult.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Who's come into my prime.
Right.
And I want people to stop looking at me like I'm this guy's kid when really I was his lover.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
what is your love life now?
I am single at the moment, ready to mingle.
I hear that.
you know, at a certain point with Donkey, sadly, I sort of, as they say, aged out of the program, and he wanted a younger younger model.
And we have Pauline on.
Are there monkey twinks? Is that a problem? Because I feel like in this gay community, in the human gay community,
there's probably bonobos, right? Yeah. Would be like monkey twinks.
Maybe.
That's not exactly how it works.
I mean, this is a guess on my part. I don't know about that monkey culture that much.
We had Pauline on, and she had a relationship with Donkey as well. So maybe does Donkey...
Donkey gets around. Yeah. I mean, and this is how I identify as well.
It's hard to satisfy. It's a big,
Donkey and
a big
we both identify as pan, so we're able to sort of mix it up a bit.
Gotcha.
But we had a very serious sort of mentor-mentee loving relationship. It was a little Call Me By Your Name in a way.
Didn't see it yet.
It was all you got to know is there's a
like a Socrates Plato kind of thing.
There's a giant monkey in it.
There's a giant. All you got to know about Call Me By Your Name is that there's a bunch of monkeys.
That's Call Me By Your Kong.
Okay, nice. I like it.
Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, that's a joke button.
Now about you're famous for your cartwheel, like flipping around. Like, how'd that come about? Is this something you could naturally do? Did you practice a lot for that?
It seems
so easy for you.
I was always athletic growing up. Mm-hmm. I initially had wanted to go into Olympic gymnastics.
Oh. Monkeys would kill at that.
Yeah. So I thought that this was like a no-brainer. And so I trained a lot. I worked really hard on my body. I worked really hard. And then I, you know, went to get to the point where I could try out for an Olympic spot.
Which were your events in gymnastics that you preferred?
Oh, so I like to do the uneven bars.
Uneven bars.
Uneven bars.
Sense. Yeah.
And I like to do floor exercises.
Definitely.
Okay. Oh, totally. Yeah.
What about ribbon or the ball?
Oh, I don't do rhythmic gymnastics.
Oh, you don't do, sorry.
No. I'm all about your pommel horse, your rings.
Oh, traditional.
The cool shit.
Yeah. Gymnastics. Yeah. So I worked really hard. I practiced on all my events. And then I get to the tryout, and they're like, we don't have monkeys in the Olympics. And then it dawned on me, I was like, wow, I have never seen a monkey in the Olympics. And I have never
you just
considered.
Forgot.
Yeah, maybe that's like a separate, you guys could have your own Olympics, you know?
Well, Mario and Sonic go to the Olympics all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought, I was like, well, here's my chance. If you can have a hedgehog, why not a monkey?
Yeah.
And I was, you know, turned away.
Wow.
And that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this body on the road, and I'm going to go to Tokyo, and I'm going to make my dreams come true one way or another.
Anything can happen in Tokyo, it seems like.
Yeah. And that was, I mean, like in the 80s and 90s, that was the place to be. If you were just like a young monkey with a dream,
right?
You were just going to get on the first plane to Tokyo.
There's a lot of like young monkeys trying to make it in Tokyo.
Yeah. It was essentially like the WeHo of the time. For monkeys.
What's WeHo? I don't know.
West Hollywood?
West Hollywood. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I have a question. This is a little off the track here, but how did you feel when
I don't
Puff
know what track we're on.
How did you feel when Puff Daddy changed his name to Diddy?
I was
there an
ask
issue
that.
With that? Wow. Yeah, I was very curious.
I actually thought it was an honor. I felt very...
He did it too.
I felt very seen.
Because,
he actually wrote me before. He DM'd me on Instagram. He didn't write... He doesn't have my address, but he DM'd me on Instagram.
20 years ago?
Was
it 20 years ago?
Yeah. Probably.
Huh. Something
in
like
human
that.
Years,
it was
did
like
he DM
years.
You on Usenet? Is that what happened?
Wow, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow, time does fly.
I know.
Maybe it wasn't Instagram. Were we on Friendster at that time?
Probably AIM.
No.
Friendster.
Yeah, maybe. AIM. I think it was Usenet.
Was it really 20 years ago he became Diddy?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think
years
so,
ago.
Right?
I think it was that long ago.
2018, I was in high school in 98, probably.
Yeah.
20 years
Good
ago.
Good God.
Early 2000s, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the latest.
Was it ICQ? What
but anyway,
doing?
So he got
it was
in touch
on the computer.
With you.
He got it to me on the internet.
Maybe just regular old email.
Look, I had an Angel Fire page. I don't know.
Did you guys know each other before this happened?
No, we had never met. Okay. We had never met. And Diddy reached out. He was a big fan. He had been
so you call him Diddy still, even though you are the original Diddy.
Yeah, we could both be Diddy. You know what I mean? Right. I feel like he's almost... I'm very honored by it. To be like that he just decided to change his name to honor me, to Diddy Jr. The Jr. gets a lot of times dropped off on a lot of the albums and things like that. He told me it's because they just can't fit all of it on the size font. That's why. But I do get a percentage of all Ciroc sales. This is true.
Wow.
What about Sean Jones?
That's huge.
No, just Ciroc. That was all I was able to negotiate because he messaged me by the name. He messaged me via some communication that I'm blanking on now.
Yahoo groups.
And he had said that he wants to change his name to Diddy. And would I be okay with that? He's a big fan of my work. Mm-hmm. You know, and at the time it was still sort of, you know, he was still Bad Boy. There was still a lot of violence inherent in hip hop. And so the images of me with my peanut guns and my like sort of like sideways snapback hat. Yeah. Like
so
it just
you kind of brought
as, like, the video game
into hip hop then. You're the kind of progenitor of that.
there was not necessarily that I brought them in, but there was obviously a clear overlap. I feel more like I introduced some hip hop culture into video games rather than
like
the other way around.
You used to jam to that boombox sometimes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm telling you, Funky Kong gets to get all like, he was the cool one, but I was like the original, like doing
You're
my
welcome,
own thing.
Parappa.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
That was all you.
100%.
Yeah, man.
Back on that Super Nintendo, I was leading the charge.
Definitely. Yeah. It's cool that P. Diddy makes sense. P. Donkey doesn't. P. Cranky doesn't make sense. P. Wrinkly. That doesn't make very sense.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
P. Wrinkly.
Kevin, have you seen any P. Wrinklies in your life?
Too many.
that's a great story. I didn't know that.
So now we stay in touch and we talk now and then.
What is he now again? He just changes his name.
He changes
again?
From Diddy to something else, right?
Oh, yeah. What is it now?
Rambi?
Duffy or something.
Rambi.
Duffy, is it?
No,
Duffy?
It's not Duffy.
Changed to On Guard.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but interesting. Hey, we got to go soon. Anything else you want to tell our fans? Yeah. I mean, it's...
besides beefing up your Instagram. I know
check out my Instagram.
Yeah, Dirty Diddy.
Dirty Diddy. The more...
How many R's are in Dirty?
Three. Okay. Three R's.
Making sure.
Yep. I mean, that's the standard.
Thank you for calling. I just assumed on the internet when you spell Dirty, you do it with three R's. So,
like Christina Aguilera. Dirty! Exactly. Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So... check me out there. Give me all your likes. play the classics. When I'm telling people think they're gonna keep supporting me by picking up these fighters, picking up these racing games.
You only get a small percentage.
A small percentage of that. So honestly, you want to support your classic characters. You want to support them on the platformer. Yeah. That's where. And also, I'm available for work. Nintendo.
He's ready to sponsor.
I was like, do you know if there are plans in the future? Because I bought Tropical Freeze. That was the last. Like,
my God, it was hard.
It was ridiculous. I'm on World 4 still. Do you have any hints or suggestions?
I don't. Like, you just got to barrel through.
Hey. Wink, wink, wink.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Very hard game.
Also, I have a cabaret show coming up. That's going to be my one-man show.
What's it called?
One Monkey Show.
One Monkey Show.
It's going to be my one monkey show called Diddy Does Off-Broadway.
Nice.
But it's happening in Cleveland, if you want to see it.
That's still technically off-Broadway.
It is. It's very far off.
Most things are off-Broadway. There's only one tiny section of the world that's Broadway.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I'm going to share a more extended version of my story there. So you'll be able to hear all the Diddy's dirty dirty secrets.
That's awesome.
Oh,
I'm excited to show.
A lot of costume changes in this one.
A lot. There's a lot of
hats,
music
from one shirt to another shirt.
A lot of extended dream ballets. Part of my vision.
What's a dream ballet?
It's like, have you ever seen Oklahoma? There's
no
dream ballet.
Okay, right.
It's gonna be a very
I've seen the Nutcracker.
Moving with
a piece. Like a dance of the Sugar Plums kind of thing, maybe.
So you can catch me at Cleveland Fringe.
Okay.
Cleveland Fringe. Perfect.
Hey, do you want to play a quick game with us, Diddy, before you go?
I would love to.
Oh, yes. Let's play a quick game, guys, of Wed, Bet, Dead, everybody's favorite part of the podcast and every podcast in the world.
Music here.
Wed, Bet, Dead. Okay, so we have three choices, Diddy. Do you know how to play this game? We're going to be three choices. Tell us who you want to wed, who you want to bed, and who you want dead.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so here we go. So, Calvin, little help here because I have no idea. The first one we have, beep, bop, boop, boop, all random. Chakan the Forever Man.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Who is this fella?
That is from...
Let's look him up.
An obscure game that was on Genesis, I think.
It looks like it.
It's notable for being like one of the hardest games.
Really? Besides Trop...
Who added him
freeze?
To the list?
I mean, I must have. I don't remember.
That was
he's like... I forget. He's like some sort of demon vampire or something. This is what he looks like. He's scary as fuck.
Oh, I remember this dude.
I remember renting this game and immediately taking it back.
He's like a scarecrow with swords or something.
It's let me see him again.
Real hard.
Okay.
That's what I got.
He's kind of cool looking.
I know I added it. Let's see.
But definitely scary.
Yeah, he's a muscular scarecrow with two swords.
Here, I will give
Does
you
he have
a
any powers or rule over a
okay,
land.
Okay, so
what does
so
he do?
Here's a quick thing. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Chakan, a warrior who is so confident in his swordsmanship that he declares even death cannot best him in battle.
Wow.
So death challenges him. If Chakan can defeat him, he will be granted eternal life. However, if death wins, he will become death's eternal servant.
So, I think it's Chakan, right?
Chakan?
It doesn't matter.
Chakan
really.
And man. They have to rhyme. That's why they would...
Chakan the Forever Man?
Yeah.
It's not Chakan.
I don't think he's like... Okay.
Death grants him his reward, but additionally contends him to wander all of existence until all supernatural evil is destroyed.
Yeah.
So
it sounds good on paper, but again, the game was hard as fuck.
Fuck.
So that's the first one, so I'm excited to see what happens with him.
Scary, scary zombie demon guy?
Next one.
But he's
muscular scarecrow is what I would say.
Yeah, next one, obviously, very one of the most popular Final Fantasy characters, Cloud Strife.
Yes.
Ooh, Cloud Strife.
Would you say he's probably one of the most...
Definitely one of the most
popular. He's the biggest.
He's the biggest one, right?
Yes.
I was, trying,
He's Mr. Final Fantasy.
And it came up as Cloud. I put Cloud. It said Cloudy Urine.
What were you Googling
before? Yeah, no, seriously.
I guess I have Cloudy Urine.
So explain Cloud Strife.
So he's from Final Fantasy VII. He's the main character of Final Fantasy VII.
Giant-ass sword.
Known for his big sword and his big spiky hair.
Yep.
Blonde, typical Japanese blonde waif. Twink-esque.
I would say the biggest sword in all of video game.
It's up there.
No, yeah. Sephiroth is bigger.
But it's longer. It's not as thick and wide.
It's not about the size. It's about how he uses it. Let's be clear.
And this next one, we have a female, Jade from Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
Yeah, she was
Katana's
green,
sister,
she was,
right?
No,
Katana's bodyguard.
Yeah, oh, she's okay. She's got the green outfit on, if you want to call that an outfit.
Yeah.
She doesn't have much on. She had the long bow staff, right?
Yes.
Here
that's
go.
What here, she looks
here
like.
So,
here we go.
Lots of skin showing on this one.
She's on Jade. You know, very tastefully dressed with her thigh-high boots.
She doesn't want the fans, is it?
She doesn't want the fans. No, that's Katana.
Oh, that's Katana. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's actually a real Jade, person. Like, you know, some cosplay.
Jade has a bow staff and then sometimes a boomerang.
And she's got some powers.
Yeah, she does.
She can. What does she do with her bow staff? Some kind of cool
smack
shit.
People.
Smack people.
Oh, yeah. And she used to have the power to projectiles pass through her.
It turns pink. Yeah. Things like that. So Jade's pretty cool. I actually liked using her back in the day. So,
she's like Katana's like friend.
Yeah, she's Katana's friend and bodyguard.
They all look alike.
Kind of. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Back then,
racist.
They all did.
It literally just a palette swap.
Yeah.
Katana, so
she's literally green Katana at first.
Diddy, Wedbed, Dead Buddy. Who would you?
Wow, starting with me. Okay.
Chican, Cloud, or Jade? We'll have to guess go first if you want.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Chican definitely dead.
Oh, right away.
Already dead. Yeah. And so
undead.
Dead. Gonna stay dead.
Oh, wait, would you undead him? He's currently dead.
I mean,
is he a zombie-ish?
Kind of.
No, well, he defeated zombie-ish.
Death. I wonder if you dead him, would he become back alive in this game?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because he may come back alive because all the evil isn't dead yet.
Well, he still got to go.
Okay.
He's alive. He still has to put on his shoes and leave. Chican got to go.
Jade or Cloud?
So I want to both wed and bed Cloud, but I feel like that's against the rules, so I'm not going to do that.
Tough decision.
But I feel like living life with Jade forever seems sad. No, actually, because she seems kind of angry.
Yeah, she's a fighter.
But she also doesn't talk much. She has her mask covered, which as something that I think I look for in a lifetime partner. So I think I'm going to bed Cloud, and it's going to be
You want great. Someone who doesn't talk that much?
Yeah. So not a nag, nothing, you know.
Totally.
And her and I kind of have like we're wed, but we kind of have like an unspoken arrangement because she doesn't speak.
Right. Also, it'll be like Dixie 2.0.
Exactly. Okay. So she's kind of like a beard, but she's also like not such a bitch. You know what I mean? It's Dixie.
Whoa.
I got some, I can go on. Come to my one-man show.
Yeah, I was going to say half is probably about Dixie.
Yeah.
Dixie dirt.
So, so I'm going to bed Cloud. Okay. I'm going to wed Jade, actually.
And
it's going to be a kind of like a very cold, separate bedrooms, okay. separate houses.
Hey,
really.
You please leave her in that world.
Yeah.
Okay. She'll be away fighting most of the time. Anyway.
I mean, that's not much of a marriage, really. I feel like you got to hang out if it's a marriage.
Well, we didn't specify what kind of marriage.
Donald and Melania
don't
sleep in the same room.
Yeah.
Nowadays, that's what marriage is. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Brian's wife isn't even here.
She's not even here right now.
She left Brian because of the show.
She's recording a different podcast.
Yes. Good. So you didn't know you were going to marry Jade today. Look at that.
Yeah, I guess that's what I would
that's
do.
That's why this game's so powerful, I think, for this world.
That's what I think with a lot of video game, you know, video game marriages. It's kind of like any kind of celebrity. You barely see each other.
Right?
You know
what I mean? Always working or doing your own thing.
It's like Ben and Jennifer.
You want to go?
I'll go. Okay.
Never dead.
There's a lot of choices here.
There's three.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things to consider, right?
Three times three.
I'll probably bed Jade.
3P3.
You know.
Permutations.
Because, you know, I'm a boring straight guy. I'm going to bed Jade.
Bed Jade.
I'm not going to marry her because she has kind of a crappy job. She's like just somebody's maid, you know, like so.
Bodyguard.
I wouldn't say maid.
She's a bodyguard. Yeah. You don't want to marry a bodyguard?
No. Well, it's boring for
Didn't
me.
Didn't you see the movie The Bodyguard?
She's not my bodyguard. She's bodyguarding somebody else.
Well, she could bodyguard you, too.
She'd help you out, too.
No,
but she's
hear the song? And I,
when she's off
I.
work, she doesn't want to be doing, you know, like when you're off your job, you don't want to be doing it more often
at
home.
She might want to let her husband die. She'll be like, come on, loser. I'll protect you.
If Shao Kahn busts it with a hammer.
That sounds like a great marriage. Come on, loser.
Well, she could definitely take it one-on-one.
I mean, yeah, of course, but I'm not, you know. But yeah, I'll bet her. We'll just,
okay,
you know.
Lucky her.
Lucky ladies.
So now what are you going to do, huh?
I think I'm going to marry Yeah, I think I got a dead Chakan, and I'm gonna marry Cloud.
Okay. Yeah. How come?
Because Cloud is, you know, he's like a celebrity, and he is like a revolutionary. You know what I mean? Like,
I guess.
I feel like I can be the guy behind the guy.
With that fame,
you know,
a little bit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. I can carry the sword for him when he's like doing his appearances and things like that. You know,
so really, you want to be his bodyguard, is what you're saying.
Yeah, right.
No, I'll be like his assistant, you know, but I'll be like his husband assistant.
You just made fun of the maid thing.
Yeah, I know. Yet you're going to be like a house Carl to this guy.
A house Carl?
Sorry, Skyrim reference.
I was like, that's a very Skyrim reference. All right. Are you playing Skyrim right now? Is that why you're saying that?
No, but my ex is, and so we've been talking about it. Okay. It's on my mind.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
All right. Calvin? I'm going to go.
No? All right.
I thought about this, and I think that I am correct on this. Okay, it's gonna get a little weird.
Okay, all right,
nice.
I am going to bed Chakan.
Oh,
wow!
Because A, I know he fights evil, so I mean, I know that it means he's gonna be a good lover. B,
wait, hold on. Why does that mean he's a
what's
good
that
lover?
Connection?
Yeah, because that means he's gonna care. You know, he's like, look, he's fighting evil, and he's out there, and he's like, look, I'm sick of all this demon bullshit. I just want, you know, to find someone who's like stable and nice and can make me laugh. And I can do all this.
And
things.
That's your butt. Your butt is opposite of evil. So he'll be treated nicely.
Oh, saying. Yeah. Totally. My butt's like the hell up. Well, unless I've eaten a lot of cheese. But then,
oh,
like,
my
it's
goodness.
Totally
Chakan.
And Chakan is going to appreciate it because, again, Chakan's out there. He's fighting. He's covered in like demon blood. You know, I think he just wants, you know, a nice hot fucking shower. And he's going to.
Okay.
And like, he's living so long. Let him have a day.
He's gross looking, though.
I mean.
Dress him up a bit, maybe put a different outfit
the
on.
The lights will be off, you know?
He wants to bet him.
Lights will be off, I'll put on some Luther Vandross, you know?
But what if he has the opposite of it? What if all that work and all that evil slaying makes him have kind of like a hero complex? He's like, I've been out killing zombies all day, now you're going to come service me.
Like, well,
you're
going to be,
I'm not into that either.
As Calvin said, it's just a day, so whatever.
Are you attracted to his, like,
whole thing?
His
I mean, there's just a certain, like, je ne sais quoi that, like,
buff
is just there.
Thing.
But he's buff as fuck, and you know, I know he can like carry me, and like you know, like just into it.
You don't like Cloud. Cloud's not your type.
No, Cloud's dying because Cloud's emo as fuck. Because all Cloud did was whine the entire series. I can't live with a whiner, and I can't have sex with a whiner because then they'll be like, are you enjoying yourself? I hate that shit. Don't ask me. You just either know or you don't. Either I'm saying, yay, fuck me, or, you know, go. Like, come on.
And that's Cloud, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cloud seems like that kind of lover. So I don't know why he's with Tifa. It's bullshit. Anyway, Cloud dead.
Wow.
Jade Mary, because bodyguard. She's protective. She's great.
That's like a Brian answer.
Yeah.
Well, sure. She's a protector.
Well,
she seems
see
fun. Yeah. We can go to Outworld together.
Just a boomerang. That's pretty good.
It is.
That's good.
Yeah.
And Jay gets around. She's a world traveler.
Yeah. All right.
That's a it. Modern woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I do.
She's a liberated.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way,
woman.
A question has just come in from super fan and super guest Patrick Rady. He wanted to know about Dixie. Is, you know, is she your girlfriend or just a friend? But we've covered that obviously. Yeah. So, and not even a friend. Patrick,
not even
a, so.
No. We have not spoken in many years.
Oh.
Many years. Yeah. Not since the last. It was a holiday. It was the holiday season in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. It did not go
well.
So
even when you did Tropical Freeze, you just did all your scenes separately?
Yeah. Everything was filmed separately. They had a CGI all together. And everything.
Oh, okay.
We will not film together.
Wow.
We will not make appearances
this is
together.
This so crazy. This is.
We will not.
Maybe one day, you know, like kind of like bring you guys back. And
it's like The Rock and Vin Diesel.
I wish she would show up in one of these Smash Brothers games.
Do they have a rivalry?
Yeah, they hate each other.
Whoa, I did not know that.
That's why they're having trouble with the next Fast and Furious.
Oh, is that why?
I thought The Rock and Tyrese were having issues.
I think it's Tyrese.
No, I think it's The Rock and Vin Diesel.
No, Rock. The Rock
That's why The Rock wants a spinoff.
Okay. No, I know Tyrese is also having issues because Tyrese had that whole breakdown.
More faster and furious, so my cars are better. Starring The Rock. When are they going to stop with you? Is this the most sequeled movie of all time? It's going to be eventually, right?
I think so. Because they made 8 of them, right?
Oh, James Bond probably is the most.
There's at
I
least
guess.
8.
There's like 30 Bonds.
Yeah.
It's going to catch up. My goodness. Yeah. All right.
Brian.
Here are my
choices.
Ready? There's an interesting thing about Chakan the Forever Man. First of all, the name's great. I think it'd be fun to say.
Also, yes.
If you wed him, do you become Brian the Forever Man?
Ooh,
does that become your
maybe.
Do you take that surname?
Maybe Brian,
Brian the
Flying Man. Maybe I get my own rhyme to match my name. So it says he's so confident in his swordsmanship that he declares even death cannot best him in battle.
I literally just read that.
I know. I want to read it again. I want to make sure people knew
reminder,
that. That's the kind of guy I'm going to wed. I'm going to wed someone like that. Just like
confidence.
Yeah, he's going to be out all the time again. He's going to be out all the time battling, killing evildoers, or maybe some good doers. I don't know. So I'm going to wed Jakan the Forever Man.
What is the advantage to you?
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know. It's just like having a confident person around.
But he's not rich.
Are you lacking in confidence yourself?
I'm not. Okay. Both of us together? Whew, it's a lot of confidence, I think, right?
You're like, I can eat this whole pizza. He's like, I can conquer death.
That's kind of cool, right? It might be kind of fun. I don't know. We play games together. We're competitive. You know, it might be fun. I'm going to bed Jade all night. Love that outfit. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
All night, Brian?
All night. 5 minutes, maybe.
And then fall asleep the rest of the night.
Yes.
It will last all night.
Exactly. She'll be there all night.
Technically.
I just hope she does not bring that pink bow staff with her, though.
That could get a little kinky.
Yeah.
Right? You got to let it in the back door. You got to let it in.
She promises it won't hurt. We'll see.
I mean, everyone promises.
I mean, maybe she can just choke you with it a little bit or something.
Okay,
you know?
Maybe.
Nothing too
crazy. She can like rim around it, you know.
Oh my goodness. Okay, we'll see. And then Cloud's gonna have to go because again, I'm not a Final Fantasy player, but I did know he was super popular. But Cloud's, you know,
he's whiny.
He's a little whiny. That's why he's got a big sword. Like, man, I'll take care of you, my giant sword.
I will tell you in the video game world, he's kind of like a Zac Efron. You know, where he's like a pretty boy.
Yeah,
but he's very pretty.
He is. Okay. So, but that's what I'm going to go. So I think me and Chicana are going to hang out for a while. Maybe he'll make me forever. Yeah.
Strange choices.
Well, no, then you'd have to challenge death to a sword battle. And I don't know if you'll win. I mean, I have a lot of faith in you, but I don't know about your
maybe
sword skills.
Maybe Jade can train me that night in between 11. Maybe she can give me a couple tips with her boomerang and bow staff. You know, we'll see. Teach you some magic spells. I don't know. Hey, that's a part of this game. You don't know in Wed, Bed, Dead, guys.
What's you don't know happen. Until so, life asks you to choose.
That's right. So, Diddy, thanks so much for coming, man.
Yeah, having you.
Eye-opening.
Shake all four of your paws. Thank you.
Can I shake your tail? Is that like acceptable?
Don't have to touch my tail.
Okay, yeah, that's weird.
Culturally insensitive.
Okay,
yeah, that's
like
asking to touch a black person's hair. Come on.
Yeah. So that
I'm sure some black people like having their hair touched. There's got to be some.
Oh boy.
And that is it,
guys. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Playable Characters Podcast. We will talk to you all next week.
Happy New Year!
Yay!
Today's episode starred Bobby Hankinson. He also played the fighting game Location Scout back in the day on a podcast. Check him out, his show, if you're in Brooklyn. It's called Queendom, the third Friday of the month in Brooklyn. Queen, that's K-W-E-E-N-D-O-M. He tours around the country with the Awkward Sex in the City tour. And check him out on Twitter, at Bobby Hank.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.